As National Cybersecurity Awareness Month comes to a close, the talk on Capitol Hill is once again turning to the passage of comprehensive legislation to beef up cybersecurity. With both houses of Congress slated to return for a lame duck session 2 weeks after next Tuesday's elections, what are the chances for a cybersecurity bill to be approved before the books close on the 111th Congress in December?
It looks to me like comprehensive legislation will probably wait until next year.
That's Lewis Tucker, Republican staff director with the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence, speaking yesterday at a forum on cybersecurity legislation sponsored by the Heritage Foundation. Tucker came to stump on behalf of a cybersecurity bill promoted by Missouri Senator Kit Bond and Utah Senator Orrin Hatch, both Republicans. It's called the National Cyber Infrastructure Protection Act of 2010.
This act is built on three principles. First, we must be clear about what Congress should legislate on, and more importantly, where it should not legislate. Second, there must be one person in charge of cybersecurity for the federal government, someone who has real authority and who is outside the executive office of the president, and therefore is unlikely to claim executive privilege in order to withhold information from the Congress. Third, we need a voluntary public-private partnership to facilitate sharing cyber threat information, research, and technical support.
Though this cybersecurity bill is not the primary measure that enjoys the most support in the Senate, Tucker claims it is superior to other legislation now under consideration.
Senators Bond and Hatch believe that Congress should take care of what is needed most first. And that means organizing the U.S. government's defenses and creating the mechanism for sharing information with the private sector. That's it. The rest can be tweaked over time. This approach is in stark contrast to many of the other bills today that, in view of Senators Bond and Hatch, take a parochial or a committee-specific approach to this issue, or tend to overregulate from the outset.
Tucker was taking a swipe at Senate Bill S-3480, the Protecting Cyberspace as a National Asset Act of 2010. Backed by Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman and Maine Senator Susan Collins, the chairman and ranking member, respectively, of the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee, and Delaware Senator Tom Carper, one of the top Democrats on the panel, the measure currently enjoys the support of Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid. But prior to leaving town to campaign for re-election, the measure was bogged down in the Senate over disputes over which federal agency should be responsible for private sector cybersecurity and how much authority the White House should have to shut down private sector networks in the event of a cyber emergency. Brandon Milhorn is Minority Staff Director of the Homeland Security Committee and one of the principal architects of S-3480.
And we need an element of our federal government focused on federal civilian systems with operational authorities to enforce compliance with standards that are developed by NIST, to develop best practices, to build on those standards, and to ensure that when warnings and threats are identified and made and issued, that agencies actually take action.
Milhorn explains that Senator Collins' priority was to see that this function ended up in the federal agency, which he feels is best suited and equipped to handle cybersecurity.
The committee's response to that concern was to create a center within the Department of Homeland Security to really collapse all of the cyber responsibilities the department already had. I mean, these are not new responsibilities for the department. To collapse those responsibilities into a center, to elevate it within the context of the department, to make it a direct report to the secretary, and give it clear responsibility in the areas to enforce best practices, to enforce standards developed by NIST, and then next to help build really a government-wide civilian approach to cybersecurity.
Elsewhere, Michelle Richardson, a national security specialist with the American Civil Liberties Union, told the Heritage Forum that even before comprehensive legislation is voted upon by Congress, she wants to hear an affirmation from the Obama administration on just what powers it thinks it has right now when it comes to cybersecurity.
The administration was asked this past summer in hearings to discuss the many authorities it already has and how they're being implemented for cybersecurity purposes or how they could. And the administration says that review is ongoing and has yet to send it to the Hill or make that public. Before we can discuss really where cybersecurity legislation is going to go. We need to know what's already happening or the powers that the administration is reserving to use in the future.
John Muir, CEO of JKC Consulting and the former Assistant Commerce Secretary in charge of the National Telecommunications and Information Administration under the Bush 43 administration, says he finds common ground on the question of cybersecurity legislation with S-3480. The Lieberman-Collins bill.
It is a good idea to have a centralized point of contact inside the federal government where the government can share information with the private sector, and just as importantly, that information can flow back in. Every one of these attacks has a signature where we learn something about the adversary. The difficult thing is sharing that information with trusted parties so that we can act on that information, improve our defenses, but do it in such a way so as not to tell our adversary, we know what you're doing.
Muir says he'd rather see quick legislative action on the immediate need for a central government authority to facilitate cybersecurity information sharing than a comprehensive bill, which he does not feel will happen during the lame duck session of Congress. On Capitol Hill, I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.